Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, do you know what the Dunning-Kruger effect is?
Well, yes, I do, thanks to Wikipedia.
Wow.
Just one click away, man.
All right, tell me what it is.
I typed it right in, and basically, here, the layman's terms.
Okay.
It's somebody who's not very skilled.
Uh-huh.
Thinking they're really skilled.
Okay. Kind of like the guy who shows up at parties and tells everyone he's a professional musician who's unemployed.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right.
Exactly. Yeah. To think more highly of yourself.
Got it.
Then you really probably should.
Yeah. And then there's a flip side to it also.
Okay.
The effect also means that people who are skilled, highly skilled, underestimate what they have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it deals with both sides. It's almost like you have a skewed perspective.
Hmm.
You lack skill. You tend to think that you are more amazing than you are. And people who are pretty amazing tend to think that they don't really have that much to offer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So was reading this story about an arrest made in, I think, 2005. And it was a guy who robbed a bank, actually two banks. And let me just read some of the article. This is from the newspaper. He's 5'6" and 270 pounds. That's a big boy.
Slight.
Bank robbery suspect MacArthur Wheeler is not the kind of person who fades into the woodwork. So it was no surprise when he was recognized by informants who tipped detectives to his whereabouts after his picture was telecast Wednesday night during Pittsburgh Crime Stoppers.
I'm sorry. He's a bowling ball.
That's a round man. Uh-huh. At 12:10 a.m. yesterday, less than an hour after the broadcast, he was arrested. Wheeler, who's 45, was wanted in robberies from January 6th at Fidelity Savings Bank and another bank. In both robberies, police said, Wheeler was accompanied by Clifton Earl Johnson, 43, who was also arrested. Wheeler walked into two Pittsburgh banks and attempted to rob them both in broad daylight. What made the case peculiar is that he made no visible attempt at disguise. The surveillance tapes were key to his arrest. There he is with a gun standing in front of a teller demanding money. Yet when arrested, Wheeler was completely disbelieving.
Huh.
Quoting, "But I wore the juice," he said. Apparently, he was under the deeply misguided impression that rubbing one's face with lemon juice rendered it invisible to video cameras.
I wore the juice.
How could the video, how could they recognize me? Well, at first they just thought he was a complete idiot and then later discovered that he actually tested his theory out. He'd heard it from someone, applied lemon juice to his face, then took a Polaroid camera and took a picture of himself and nothing appeared. The police said they have three theories on what might have happened. One was that the film was bad. Two was that maybe he didn't adjust the camera correctly. Or three, he pointed the camera away from his face at the critical moment when he snapped the photo.
I would have thought a fourth, his thumb was in the way.
That could be too. Yeah. So, boy, you know, some of this reminds me of scripture. Romans 12, verse 3 says, "Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves." Mm-hmm. The New King James, kind of older language, says, "Be sober in your estimation of yourself."
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't be punched drunk about yourself,
uh-huh.
Right? So, you know, I think we've all encountered that before. Someone who believed that they were so much greater than what they really were.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in the study, the Dunning-Kruger study from 1999, it says that they tested people on humor, grammar, and logic. And the people scored themselves in those areas. And it says that they grossly overestimated their test performance and ability.
Wait. So you're saying people think they're funnier
right.
than they actually are?
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Pretty funny. There's a quote that says, "The less you know, the more you think you do."
Hmm.
The less you know, the more you think you do. So, you know, my concern is that we don't go through life, especially in leadership, having this Dunning-Kruger effect where we don't have abilities and skills but really think we do,
mm-hmm.
or have great things to offer but hesitate because we think it's worth nothing. Mm-hmm. So I just want to offer three tips to prevent you from being victim of the Dunning-Kruger effect. First of all, number one, be honest in your estimation of your skill, ability, and talent. Hmm. Just be honest. What the Bible says, don't think of yourself more highly than you should.
No need to exaggerate your skill set.
Don't get drunk on yourself. Just, yeah, be honest. And then number two, allow others to write your bio. And what I mean by that is, maybe this is just a ministry thing, but I've had to submit before a bio, like, about me. Mm-hmm. And that's a scary place because, you know, you're either going to brag or you're going to sort of, you know, try to cover who you really are.
Probably the opposite side of the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So allow someone else to do it. Mm-hmm. I did this one time, just had someone else. I said, would you write my bio for me? Hmm. But I think more than that, what I mean is what people say about you. I mean, recently somebody was saying to me, I've always done a great job of raising up leaders. Well, I felt like what they were doing for me was writing my bio. They were identifying a skill, something that I have to offer that I don't go around introducing myself. Hi, I'm Brian, the leader developer.
It's not on your card.
Right. Yeah. And maybe another side of that is be careful about slapping titles and, you know, mm-hmm. calling yourself an expert and prophet and things like that. Just let others do it for you.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. And number three, when asked for your gifts, don't diminish what you have to offer. Mm-hmm. Just cheerfully give. Mm-hmm. Dunning-Kruger effect. Watch out for it.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.